Federal wildlife officials confirmed on Wednesday that a gray wolf shot by a hunter in Utah was the same wolf seen in the Grand Canyon area last year. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
DNA tests confirm the 3-year-old female killed in late December was the first wolf seen in northern Arizona in more than 70 years. Mike Jimenez is the Northern Rocky Mountain region's wolf coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says this wolf, identified as 914F, was collared in January 2014 near Cody, Wyoming.
It kind of documents what wolves are capable. Wolves have a remarkable dispersal capability.
Jimenez says while this particular wolf had not broken any distant records, it was one of the better travelers.
There's very few things that impede that dispersal. They get across highways, people, towns, you know, all these different obstacles. Wolves figure out a way to get around or through those.
Fish and Wildlife spokesman Steve Sagan says the investigation into the wolf's death is ongoing. He says even though the animal is protected under the Endangered Species Act, it's not clear what penalties the hunter could face. The hunter told officials he thought he was shooting at a coyote. Bob Nelson, KUER News.